USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. A deadline now set by the U.S. Treasury Department. The message to Congress is raise the debt ceiling by June 5th, or we will no longer be able to prevent an economically devastating default on U.S. government debt. National Economic Council Director Brian Deese says there will be no further discussion about the issue from the White House's perspective.
The president's not going to negotiate around the full faith and credit of the United States.
Hardline Republicans in Congress hold major sway now, and they've demanded any debt ceiling increase be tied to U.S. government spending cuts. The Supreme Court still does not know who leaked the bombshell abortion draft ruling last year. NBC News White House reporter Kelly O'Donnell.
The headline is, they have found no perpetrator.
In May, Politico published a leaked draft of a Supreme Court opinion on a case that eventually led to Roe v. Wade being overturned. President Biden offering his support to the people of California after storms slammed parts of the state in recent weeks.
The country is here for you and with you. We are not leaving till things are built back and built back better than they were before.
The series of atmospheric rivers brought heavy flooding and left at least 21 people dead. One of the great singer-songwriters of our time has left for rock and roll heaven.
Singer-songwriter David Crosby has died at the age of 81.
I am yours, you are mine, you are what you are.
Crosby was a founding member of influential 60s rock bands The Byrds and Crosby, as well as Stills and Nash, which later became Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. His wife said in a statement to Variety that he died surrounded by family after battling a long illness. I'm Dave Collins.
The cause of Lisa Marie Presley's death has not yet been revealed by the coroner. It's been deemed as, quote, deferred pending additional investigation. This is USA News.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
A 39-year-old former Republican political candidate will remain jailed in New Mexico after allegedly plotting and carrying out violence against Democratic elected officials there last year. Solomon Pena faces nearly two dozen charges now. New Mexico Secretary of State Maggie Toulouse-Oliver.
We have to take a very strong proactive stance to protect our public officials.
Pena was ordered held without bond during his first court appearance Wednesday, his next hearing scheduled for about a month from now. President Biden says he has, quote, no regrets amid an ongoing investigation into his handling of classified documents.
I think you're going to find there's nothing there. I have no regrets. I'm following what the lawyers have told me they want me to do. There's no there there.
After documents from his time as vice president were found at his Delaware home and an office, Biden noted his team is fully cooperating with the Justice Department's probe. Actor Alec Baldwin could have a tough legal road ahead following the decision from a New Mexico district attorney to charge the actor with two counts of involuntary manslaughter. Attorney and host of The Weeknd, Michael Brown, says Baldwin's previous statements could hurt him in court.
Everything that he said, including the denials of shooting the gun, when in fact we know that he shot the gun, that's going to be used in the jury in the case before the jury.
Brown also says the district attorney's office likely was cautious in its decision because Baldwin is a high-profile actor. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.